Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Kuku Radio. We are talking about rules to follow when lending money to friends and family. Lend just what you can afford to lose. 聊聊借钱给家人和朋友的法则。借出的数额在你能够承受的范围之内，也就是说不要打肿脸充胖子。Your friend or family member may check or the boxes for being trustworthy, financially stable and reliable. But things can happen that prevent them from paying you back as originally planned, says Byron Ellis, a certified financial planner and managing director atEllis and Ellis, a division of United Capital Financial Devices in the Woodlands, Texas. If your lawyer does get in a bind, a best friend or a family member is going to be relegated to the end of the paycheck line. Behind the mortgage company, the credit cards, the auto loans, etc., says Ellis,Now image your stress level and the tension that would rise between you both if you actually needed that money, and she wouldn't reply you. Be prepared for the worst by giving only an amount that, if never returned, wouldn't jeopardize your own saving goals, bill paying ability or other relationships.Okay, that's what we talk about today. Rules to follow when lending money to friends and family. 借钱给家人或者朋友的法则。借出的数额在你承受的范围之内。而且呢，必须要做好最坏的打算。借给对方的钱只占手头上的一部分。如果对方不偿还，那笔资金也不会打乱你的存钱目标、付款能力或者其他的人际关系。Okay, that's what we talk about today.如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Kansa 可以找到我，同时可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI， 可以在节目之后一起来学习英语哦。